4 o'clock in the morning, cooking something stupid as OP. I'm zoned up by the stova when an aunt comes in the room and sees me. And he says, "Are you awake now, making some chocolate pudding?" And I say, "Lost control, say it's almost done. What you wanna do, stop brooding?" He says, "I kinda made a big thread, so I'm not super friendless." I said, "Well, you know, Anon, I'm not lonely either, but I can guess." He said, "What do you have in mind?" I said, "I don't know, what about you?" He said, "I don't know if you're lonely, let's hang." I said, "That's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you do for fun." And he says, "Let me think, should post for a 3-day vacation." I said, "Well, Netflix isn't banned." He said, "That part of your master plan." I said, "Is Send Panda okay?" He said, "Anon, that's so fucking gay." I got mad and I said, "I don't know, what do you wanna do? Just chill on the futon." He's like, "Why would I wanna read Fooda? I don't even like Fooda." I'm like, "No, I said the futon." He's like, "I heard you say Fooda." I'm like, "I should know what I said." He's like, "Whatever, I just don't fap to no Fooda." I was gonna say something, but my Discord started to ping. Now who could be messaging me? Well, I checked my phone to see. It was just that everyone pinging for the third time today. And I said, "Quick, get out of those servers." I said, "No way. Where were we? Oh, hanging right, so where do you wanna hang?" He says, "Why don't we bait up something for an OP?" Yeah, I said, "Except your band." And then he said, "And on what, can we just go and play some video, please?" I said, "No." He said, "Yes." I said, "No." He said, "Yes." I said, "No." He said, "Yes." Oh, not PC. I make a little more pudding. Say, "Okay, what you wanna play?" He says, "How about TF2? I said, "Yeah, well, hats aren't fae. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and getting told you're ugly." He says, "FF14, I say, "Nah, don't want an ERP. And Rainbow Six Siege would leave me seething, never won." He says, "Just get good at it." I said, "No, I swear we're playing something fun." Then I get an idea. I say, "I know where we'll drop."
He says, "What?"
I say, "Yes."
He says, "What?"
I say, "We're going to the GameStop." So we head out the front door, open the garage door. Then I open the car doors, and we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition, and then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seatbelts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the GameStop. Heading off to the GameStop. We're approaching the GameStop. Getting close to the GameStop. Almost there at the GameStop. Now we're here at the GameStop. Here inside of the GameStop. Did I say fucking GameStop? GameStop. Well, here we are in the GameStop store. Me and him, weebs in front of us, neens in back of us, all just looking and non-slim. There's an idiot kind of dude, bro, pressing shooters behind me. I tap on his shoulder and scream, "Hey, stop pretending you game normie." Anon says, "Maybe we should ask, we could pick up what they wreck." I said, "They show us unsold video, so they can fatten the check." Now a woman in a uniform is saying, "Can we help you out today?" I said, "No, fuck off, you gamer girl fake, we'd like some fun video on a disc to play." And then Anon says, "Anon, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna ask what she recommends instead this time." I said, "You never ask a poser thought." He says, "She's employed right at the store." I put my head in my hand in rage. "I don't know who you are anymore." The slut with the titty says, "Sir, are you okay?" I said, "Chill, here's NVIDIA, and you us out of pay. He wants to get your recommended, and I'll browse some video too." She's like, "You want it physical?" I'm like, "Yeah, I already told you I do. Plus get a new controller, and don't you dare forget it. That's 2 DualShock gamepads, no, just 1, we'll share it." Then I said, "I already know you're dumber than Epic Games. So tell me back what I said, I hope I don't die of shame." She says, "1, you want recommendations, 2, you want a break? browse the games. 3, controller, you need 2 dual sharks.
Stop! Don't ring up your claims.
I never asked for 2 dual sharks, I said just 1 you chew. Vinci says we're having a blowout, you pay for 1 and you get 2. Oh, oh. And that's all I can say was oh. And she says now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can add exclusive Joy-Cons for just $10 more. I say great, except I'm on the PlayStation, so what would I pay that for? And she says wait a minute, your rage sounds so autistic. Hey, you on V? And then on Oslo, like, no, he don't V. Now, how do you know V? She says, oh, I know this guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and he browsed widow porn on the X hentai. And I said, what do you know of porn? The dreams of men are boobies. We may prematurely come, but porn is more precious than rupees. We fight for boner culture and a double sweet V sauna. Hey, go! And she said, Mr. Please, you can stop right there. That's my note that I needed to know. And then we both were quiet. My eyes dropped 20 frames. Then she says, I need to work. I'll be back to help and recommend games. So I browsed the nearby shelves, trying hard not to re. I heard the store wide ad. The goons talked about Destiny.
You can't count, can you?
The numbers are difficult for many people.
Why don't you leave the counting to the ghost of the game?
Keep perfect count of your devastation. Unlock the kill tracker good when you pre-order Destiny 2 at GameStop. Out to the players. Redeem team.
Flick turned it off because Anon was raging about Funkos. So we bunched a scream there angrily at nerd clothes. And then I looked at him, and he looked back at me. And I said, I think we should get Rabi Ribi. He turned away from me and then turned back and said, are you a weeb? I said, nah, well, I mean, I like thighs, but hey, you know I'm no dweeb. And then he said, fuck Japan. I said, yeah, except there's a whole lot of games there that you're playing. You probably just need to accept. Now he's in the Coke corner, or whatever they kid ya. Check the shelves and the aisles. I can't believe there's no video. And some loser near the statue says, well, 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 that'll be Stark or some gay. I turn around to Anon and say, you think this guy even plays? He just makes a fist and says, I hate Novidia nerds. So he reaches into his soul and busts out his gamer pass of in words. He belts it at the loser, and the kid says, we gotta have some problems. I'll take my figures and flee. He knocked on the glass and said, yeah, fucker, run away. And that's when I found out the kid had a black belt in karate. He said, you know that us gamers fight the DRM each day. Kid says, well, why you telling me this? So where's your mommy anyway? And he said, never mind, don't forget to fuck all chads. Now the loser near the statues is looking at us like we're mad. And the kid says, mister, please, I gotta find my mom right now. He said, now hold your crummy tendy zoomer, you sing Kung Pao. So I looked around at all the nerd shit and checked the mugs with the Star Wars pins. I found some booster packs of magic and a couple cutouts of the fact from Fortnite with the purple skin. Before long I felt a burning fire to set this trash aflame. The loser looks at me, I say, I went and lost the fucking game. And now my buddy's got this weird look raging on his face. He screams, you know I wasn't even really lonely in the first place. And so I turned around to the nerd kid again. I shrugged and said, okay, run along to your mommy then. So I pick up my games, pick up my dual shocks, and I walk to the cashier counter. Man, GameStop can suck my cock. And now we see this fatless jiggling girl 200 pounds wearing a dorky t-shirt that says Sora wears all of my crowns. And she rings up my credit card. I see her nostrils ooze, and I say to her, hey fatso, can I get a new one, not a used? Well, she looks at me and I look at her, and she looks at me, and I look at her, and she looks at me, and I look at her, and she says, I'm sorry, what did you pre-order? I say nothing,
And she says, oh, I suppose. We asked customers for the survey. We're almost nearly foreclosed. And then she hands me the Vidya. And now we're finally driving away. And this game is driving me mad with its anticipated gameplay. I'm palming my dick by the time we pull up to our gremlin pit. I say, Anon, give me that Vidya. I just gotta play that shit. So he reaches in the bag and pulls out the Vidya. And he hands me the Vidya. And I pick up the Vidya. And then I unwrap the plastic. I pop the case brisk. And I just can't believe it.